Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. If you've been listening already, congratulations. We consider that a sign of high intelligence. And I'm very excited about our good buddy Sam Norwood being back on the show. Sam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a senior partner with Tatum LLC. And every month he polls several hundred business owners and managers, just like you and me, across the country. These are his partners who are helping to run companies across the country, all different industries, and to see what's going on out there. What are they seeing out there? Well, these are people who are making business decisions, who are dealing with customers, putting together the strategy just like you are, and they know what's going on out there and got a pretty good handle on the economy. And Sam reports back to us. He brings us the aggregation of all that information in this great Tatum survey, and he's here to talk to us about it right now. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Jim. It's a monthly thing. I look forward to being with you and sharing what we know about what's going on in conditions that affect businesses across the country.
We look forward to having you here. And, Sam, you know we love you, but we love you a little bit more when there are not so many red arrows.
If you recall, remember last year, just about this time, things were going down. People were nervous about what's going on in Europe and other things. And actually, our gross domestic product headed down last summer, and then it turned around and went back up. Well, we're going back down again this summer, in a way that has us focused on where this is heading. Because for the fourth consecutive month, our overall index is down and. When you read the newspapers, you see a lot of the same sort of thing.
You know, Sam, we started seeing that, and for the fourth time in a year, I guess we wound up doing it, not intentionally, but we wound up doing it about once a quarter. We polled our audience through our website and through our newsletter to see what they're seeing out there, and about half of our respondents are saying sales are good, or sales are okay, but we're not sure about the next few months. Mm-hmm. And about half are saying one of two things. Most of them are saying, in that first group, most of them are saying, sales are okay, but we're worried about the future. And then the bottom group, most are saying, sales we're noticing a slowdown. And then there's a smaller group that says, we're still in a recession. So it's split about 50-50 in our group, but the point is, and this is what your report shows, we've been trending downward now for a couple of 3 months, haven't we?
Yeah, 4 months. Here's what, one of the things about our survey is we're going back to the same group month after month after month. So when we see a change in their responses month to month, then we're seeing a real change that we can rely on, because we're looking to asking the same people, how do you see it right now? How is your business doing right now, and how are the conditions out there? So when it starts turning down, it represents real change, and when it starts turning up, the same thing is going on. And as you know, and we all know, in coming out of a recession, which we've been doing ever so slowly for a couple of years now, a couple of years, but so slowly that we're not making progress against unemployment, also when you're coming out of a recession, it's never a straight line. It's going to come in waves and waves and waves.
Right.
And we hope that what's going on right this minute, as we speak, is a temporary decline and just a wave bottoming that will turn up. But we don't see right now the upturn in the near future.
The cycle, the wave that you're talking about, we're not seeing the potential of right now the crest of the on the other side of this thing. And by the way, folks, is it when I mentioned my survey, and I only brought it up, you know, just to sort of do a little bit of comparison, but in terms of real comparison, Sam's survey is scientific, mine is not. So I want to make sure we get that cleared up. Sam, one of the things I want to talk about when we come back, folks, there's some specific things. This is what's good about Sam's report, his survey. There are specific questions that his respondents answer the same questions every time. And so that's the reason why his is so valuable. We come back, we're going to get into some of those. What are the overall business conditions? What's the order backlog situation? Capital expenditures, et cetera, et cetera. Are they hiring? And so we'll do that after these messages. We'll be right back with Sam Norwood. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.